From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar has returned to the capital, Juba, and taken the oath as the country's top vice president. After the swearing-in Tuesday, President Salva Kiir said he and Machar would immediately proceed to form the transitional national government called for in last year's peace accord.
All of us who are stakeholders have the collective responsibility to make sure that we cooperate and work together as one team so that we deliver results. I therefore call upon all of you, and especially the first vice president and the vice president, to cooperate with me so that we return our country and people to the peaceful coexistence.
Machar promised his cooperation. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner welcomed the development.
The return of Riek Machar to Juba and his swearing in as first vice president today represents an important step towards formation of a transitional government of national unity and a second chance to reclaim the promise that this young nation deserves.
Machar's return raises hope the country's 30-month conflict would finally end after leaving tens of thousands dead, more than 2 million displaced. In Syria Tuesday, airstrikes and shelling took the lives of at least 25 more civilians, mostly in the large city of Aleppo. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon in Austria expressed his concern.
I'm deeply concerned about developments on the ground, especially the attacks in Damascus yesterday and Aleppo overnight. UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura and others are working very hard to keep the cessation of hostilities on track.
To ensure delivery of desperately needed humanitarian supplies. This is VOA News. New York businessman Donald Trump Tuesday swept all five states that held Republican Party primary elections, solidifying his front-runner status for the party's presidential nomination. Trump won in Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. On the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton won four of five of those states.
With your help, we're going to come back to Philadelphia for the Democratic National Convention. With the most votes and the most pledged delegates.
Vermont Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders won Rhode Island, but Clinton maintains her front-runner status. The next contest, Indiana, May 3rd. U.S. Major General Peter Gersten, Deputy Commander for Operations and Intelligence, said Tuesday the number of foreign fighters entering Iraq and Syria to join Islamic State has plunged to a tiny fraction of what was a year ago. Speaking in Baghdad, Gersten said the monthly rate of between 1,500 and 2,000 has been cut to about 200. He said the IS desertion rates are also on the rise. The UN Tuesday warned some 60 million people worldwide are in need of assistance caused by the climate phenomenon known as El Niño that has brought both drought and flooding to parts of the world. Stephen O'Brien is the Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator.
Some 60 million people across Eastern and Southern Africa, Central America, the Caribbean, Asia, and the Pacific, they are trying to survive. But they have droughts, they have floods, they have erratic weather events, all linked to El Niño.
He predicted the effects of El Niño, the cooling of Pacific Ocean waters, will peak later this year or early next year, with 13 countries requesting more than $3 billion in aid. The United States has pledged its support for the new Ukrainian government as it embarks on reform. Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs Victoria Nuland met in Kyiv Tuesday, with newly elected Prime Minister Volodymyr Groysman and the chairman of Ukraine's parliament, Andriy Paruby. Groysman said his government was committed to reform to lead the country out of its current economic crisis. The suspect, who is believed to have played a major role in November's Paris terrorist attacks, has been extradited to France from Belgium. Salah Abdeslam was Europe's most wanted fugitive until his capture in Brussels in March after a four-month manhunt. He's due to appear before French authorities later Wednesday. The famous chimes of Big Ben in London will be silenced for some months, so the 160-year-old clock of the British Parliament can undergo urgent repairs. The $42 million repairs will fix the clock's faces and mechanism, as well as cracks in the tower's masonry and corrosion in the roof. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.